Ocean FM.
Hello and welcome to Arts Northwest. We're Gaith Fall Chickadee, Arts Northwest in Craola O'Unnan in Atlanta, in Glunini Rourke, broadcasting from the Glen's Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton with myself, Brandon Murray. We'll be chatting this week with Eleanor Shanley, and we'll also be having a chat with the director of the Corgia Festival, which takes place next month in Sligo. That's Tara McGowan. As part of the ongoing Leitrim Live series, the Glen Centre, in association and collaboration with the Rabbits Riot Theatre Company, are presenting Under the Night Sky by our own Trasa Nealon, native to Manor Hamilton. And it's on Midsummer's Night, 21st, and the following night, the 22nd, at Manor Hamilton Castle, in conjunction with Fulacht Fia Cafe there, run by the wonderful Eva and Vera. And I have the two actors in front of me here going to go through what the process has been. Carla Foley, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much.
And Rena Bryson. I'm just going to ask you first, how did you get engaged with this up here in Leitrim? Because Carla, you're Dublin based.
Yeah, I'm from Lucan in Dublin. Yeah. Oh. So I actually got sent the casting call from another acting friend of mine. So I just sent off a showreel.
Great.
And that's luckily how I got the part.
Okay. And I believe, though, Rena, it's been directed by one of the two artistic directors of the Rabbits Riot, Sonia Norris. You knew Sonia from college.
Yes, Sonia and Trasa. So I got the part just the same way, just sending off my showreel. But I was actually in the Rabbits Riot's very, very first show.
Oh, okay.
6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So welcome
it's
to Wonderland.
Great.
Yeah, so it's come really full circle.
Great.
I would have been fresh out of college then.
Lovely. Well, you're enjoying the experience, being in North Leitrim.
Yeah. Amazing.
Lovely. Everyone's been so welcoming.
Good. So basically, this tells a tale of two women around the time, after the time that Frederick Hamilton's castle was ransacked and burnt down in the rebellion of 1652. And it's around a midwife, Una Hale.
That's me.
That's you. That's Rena. And the other character is La Serena O'Rourke.
Yeah, La Serena O'Rourke. Yeah.
And that's you, Carla.
Yeah.
So, Carla, tell us about the story between the two of them.
So La Serena is the daughter of the O'Rourkes, who are the chieftains and rulers of Leitrim back then. And when Hamilton came, he was one of the settlers. And he basically was not very nice to the Irish and, didn't treat my family very well. And I then built a friendship relationship up with Una at some point. We meet.
And Una is who, Rena?
So Una is the midwife or well woman of the area. So she would have originally been the well woman for Ballyshannon, but then when Hamilton's men came, they moved her so that she could work at Hamilton's castle here in Manor Hamilton.
So they kind of appropriated her skills.
Yes, exactly.
Because these people would have been in touch with medicinal stuff from plants.
Exactly. She was
wise
a
women,
healer.
I suppose, a healer. Yeah, great. So what's the relationship then? And how does it come out of this? So after the place has been wrecked, they're both kind of left homeless, or is it, or what?
Well,
don't you have to give too much away.
Yeah. It's the week after the castle has been burned down, and we both end up back in the ruins of the castle. We wouldn't have spoken for a little while, so we had quite a long friendship, but hadn't have spoken for a little while, and this is a moment where we meet.
Because you being an O'Rourke, you would have been excluded from the castle.
I would not have been allowed in the castle at all. So to actually be inside of the castle is quite a big deal for me. And then I see my old friend and more things ensue.
It's quite an unlikely friendship.
Yes.
Right. For that reason, because although the well woman of an area would have been very you know, kind of respected for her skills, but then she also would have still been othered because of her supernatural qualities. People would have been very afraid of the Well Woman, which Lasarina wasn't. So Lasarina was Una's dear and only friend.
Which makes it
a very special friendship.
Okay. So it's a lovely idea that it's taking place at 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Just as the sun is going down. Summer in the solstice. Very evocative surrounds of Manor Hamilton Castle. I know you've been doing some rehearsals there.
Yes. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Hopefully the weather will hold up, but we never get that because there will be a cover there for the audience. So Rabbits Riot have done magnificent work up at the castle previously, and Tracy Neal, the writer, she's fantastic, and Sonia as Norris as the director. So tickets are available through theglencentre.com, or you can get them on 071-985-833, 10 to 5 every day, Tuesday to Friday. Well, it's lovely meeting you, and I wish you the very best of it. And as actors, because we didn't say actresses anymore, the woke generation would have me shot in the head. You based yourself in Galway, Rina, which is a very active place for theatre. You know, I mean, probably maybe there in Cork, outside of Dublin. You know, and you're obviously a dub originally. And how is it as jobbing actors post-pandemic?
Oh, it's been kind of an explosion of theatre coming back, to be honest, which is great because I was so afraid that we wouldn't come back. Like, I have 3 shows this month.
Wow.
So it's really come back with a bang.
Good.
Which is
And
amazing.
Of course, the Department of Arts, Culture, the Gaeltacht, and whatever happened yourself, they sponsor this around the country, which is brilliant. It's specifically the Leitrim Live, or it can be the Sligo Live, or the whatever. Is the idea is to promote artistic ventures that will be able to employ actors like yourselves coming back in. So it really is fantastic, in conjunction with Leitrim County Council and Leitrim Arts Office and all the crew there who do wonderful work. Well, I wish you the very best. I'm so looking forward to seeing it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your time in North Leitrim, because I'm only here 4 years, but it is an extraordinarily beautiful place. Carla and Rina, gan éirí libh.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to see the and welcome back the Corja Arts Festival, which takes place in Sligo every year. But of course, after lockdown, this is its first year back. And I'm delighted to welcome its director, Tara McGowan. Did I give you the right title there, Tara?
You did, Brendan. Good. Yes, thank you very much. That's perfect.
First of all, Tara, tell us about the history of the Corja Festival. I mean, just on a quick look at it, it really is an eclectic mix. It's fascinating, actually.
Yeah, I suppose the festival, well, it has 2 birthdays, but we'll start with 2003. You know, the festival started when within Blue Raincoat Theatre Company, and in 2008, we took it outside and created a multidisciplinary arts festival for Sligo. And our aim really always has been to create a focal point of celebration in the year, to bring people together for high quality artistic experiences, and you know, to connect people through wonder and celebration.
And tell us, Tara, your own were you there from the beginning?
Yes, I've been there from the very beginning.
Good on you.
So yeah, no, it's great. And in fact,
and you're now Arts Council funded and Sligo County Council muck in as well, which is great.
Yeah, the festival has really, really grown. It's kind of grown very slowly from the ground up in Sligo. It's a very community-based festival. It's still very true to that ethos of belonging to the people of Sligo.
Because you use many varied spaces. Like, I see there's a gig out at Sligo Airport. And
we've been kind of building on increasing venues each year and moving more out into rural Sligo, so that really people don't necessarily have to come into Sligo Town Centre for events, but that there will be events in both in established arts venues, but also in unusual venues. So we have events, like you say, in the airport. There's an event out in the boathouse in Rockley Harbour. We'll have an event in Mullaghmore Schoolhouse. We have the Cycle Circus, who will be going all over Sligo. You know, we've events Woodmill Farm. We have an event in
and it's so it's Park. It's from the 1st to the 10th of July. And I mean, I'm looking. There's some amazing stuff. You've Junk Ensemble. You have a Beat Beat Beat, which is DJs on the street. The Corja Visual. You have an outdoor photography exhibition at Ross's Point. The Visual Art Trail. Give us your highlights of it.
Well, yeah, we're I suppose at first we're just delighted to be coming back with a really fully physical festival, with 50 events kind
for
of
sure.
all over County.
50 Bible. Events,
like
that's
you rightly
amazing.
Say, we're opening with a new commission of work by Junk Ensemble. They're an award-winning dance company who've created a piece that's based on the theme of the Selkie. So it's kind of tying in with our position here on the coastline and tying into kind of sea mythology. We're delighted.
And that's with she's a wonderful performer, Stephanie Dufresne. Yeah.
Yeah, and Stephanie's actually also one of the dancers in a virtual reality performance that we're going to be having by Galway-based Brew Theatre. So this is a virtual reality. It's for 6 audience members at a time. They wear a headset and they'll be watching 180-degree,
I actually had the pleasure of experiencing it off the coast of North Mayo. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
And I see you're doing a celebration of Leland Bardwell.
Yeah, it's the 100th. It would be the 100th year. It would have been Leland Bardwell's 100th year. And so it's only right and fitting that we want to celebrate, her incredible artistry and her incredible contribution to writing, to the canon of Irish writing. So we will have an event in the 8th. Building on the 1st of July, and we're delighted to have 2 of her sons, composer John McLaughlin and writer Nicholas McLaughlin.
And I know there'll be other writers like Mary Branley and
Mary
Brian Layden involved. And then on the 2nd of July, this is something that's standing out at me, Derek Gripper with the wonderful guitarist Redmond O'Toole in association with Con Brio.
This was an event that we'd actually planned for 2020, and for obvious reasons, it never happened. And we're just delighted to be able to be bringing over this exceptional classical guitarist from Cape Town, specializes in the kora music of Mali, for what would be a really unique highlight concert.
Absolutely.
And like you say, with Redmond O'Toole, who'll be playing a small support, and then they'll be playing some duos together at the end. He's somebody at very, very top of his game. And so we're really thrilled to be hosting this event and together with Con Brio at the Hawkswell
Wonderful.
Theatre.
And later that night you have a fusion ensemble called Bazorch with Irish European Balkan music, which it looks a wonderful, wonderful lineup. And
they're an incredible band. They're actually based in Derry, but they have a very international kind of lineup of musicians who play Balkan gypsy tunes. So we kind of think that both that night and the following Friday night with Keela, we'll have 2 big dance festival clubs.
Keela are in Anderson's,
Keela are in Anderson's.
And then I see, and on the local level, then you have Cathal Roach doing a gig, and then you have Sligo-based Austrian fiddle player Claudia Schwab with Eamon Cagney. And so you really do... You cover such a broad spectrum. It's very, very impressive. Now, all the details can be got at corjafestival.com, and bookings can be made through
through the website, or people can call up and make bookings through the Hawkswell. And tickets are available. Some of the events, I will say, have very limited capacity. Like, for example, Junk Ensemble, like we mentioned, it's for a small, intimate audience. Arash Arish, the virtual reality show, workshops. There will be a workshop with Derek Gripper, who you mentioned. And for anybody who plays guitar, that is well, well worth.
And I just mentioned, you also have Poor Creature and Aoife Hammond, who's based here in Manor Hamilton. With special guest Magnus Nyman. That looks really, really interesting. Well, look, it's a fabulous lineup. We are only scratching the surface of it here, because that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. But you'll get all details at corjafestival.com, or just go to Sligo Tourism, go to the Hawkswell, you'll get all the details there. And there is so much there. It's an absolutely fantastic lineup, Tara. Welcome back, and I wish
Thanks,
you every
Brendan.
Success with it, and I look forward to trying to catch some of it myself.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see you at it.
Lovely. Tara McGowan, director of Corja Festival, Corja Arts Festival in Sligo. It's from the 1st to the 10th of July, and again, it's corjafestival.com. As part of the Leitrim Live series of events, the New Island Theatre in Ballinamore is presenting a summer series of events from in the month of June. Chris Meehan and his redneck friends are coming up on the 25th, but on the week before, on the 18th, that's a Saturday week, the wonderful Eleanor Shanley and Gara Dice are playing with Des Caffrickey and the Kiltubrid Pipe Band. Hi, Eleanor. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Brendan. It's nice to be back.
Before we chat about the gig and the series of gigs, which is fantastic and great to see the new arts venue in Ballinamore. Haven't had a chance to visit myself, but I heard it's really, really nice. So you're off to Denmark this week, Eleanor.
I am indeed. I'm doing myself and John Feely. We're doing the second half of our tour. We did the first half in February.
And you broke your leg.
I broke my ankle, and then we had COVID and everything else was going on at the time. So we did half it then, and we're doing the other half now.
Good on you. That's John Feely, the wonderful classical guitarist who played a gig here with you in April, which was absolutely spectacular.
Correct.
And, of course, you did that wonderful album together. And so you're getting to do, that's great. Well,
we are, and thankfully with the help of Culture Ireland as well, because it would have been very difficult if we didn't have that assistance, you know.
For sure. No, it's great. Well, the support you get is richly deserved. So you're doing a few gigs over there, which is wonderful. But back to more domestic. You're playing with the band Gara Dice. Tell us about that band. That's a local band that you play with from time to time.
That's myself, Cord McGovern, Dave Sheridan, and John McCartan. And we kind of came from the Leitrim Equation. So we had Donald Lunny's plays from time to time as well. So it kind of developed from, during the Leitrim Equation, we were with Vincent Woods and Edwina Guckian. And then when that finished, four of us kind of stayed together. And Donald, as I say, comes in from time to time and does some production with us and stuff like that. So
great. So you're over in Ballinamore, which is not too far from your own home area. And it's part of this. Have you been in the Island Theatre yet? I hear it's really
nice. We were down rehearsing in it a couple of weeks ago with the Kiltubrid Pipe Band. And this gig is really special to me because I grew up listening to the Kiltubrid Pipe Band from I was a child. And you'd see them at every parade, every match. Used to have a concert once a year. And
so again, Kiltubrid would be down the road from it's near Carrick, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the Drumcong kind of Carrick and that area. And the band is on the go for 73 years and haven't really done anything for a long time concert-wise. So when the local support scheme came up with Leitrim County Council, Siobhan O'Malley contacted me and asked me, was I still interested in doing something with the Kiltubrid Pipe Band? And I jumped at the chance. And then she, being from Achill, had a great connection with the Clube Pipe Band and Des Caffrickey. So Des came over, and Keith and Sean from the Clube Pipe Band, and gave the Kiltubrid Pipe Band some workshops a couple of weeks ago over a full weekend. And now some of them are coming over and joining us for the concert. So there'll be at least three pipers and three snare drummers. Wow. So it's going to be a big thing.
It's a lovely idea, yeah. Oh, and Siobhan O'Malley, of course, is running the Leitrim Live series for Leitrim Arts Office in Leitrim County Council.
She
does a wonderful job, absolutely. She's an independent events manager and producer. Great. And this is your first time doing something like this?
This is my... I made an attempt a few years ago to do something with a couple of members of the Kiltubrid Pipe Band, and we brought over some people from an Orange Band across the from the north, and a landbag drummer and a piper from a band up there, and we did a little thing in Ballinamore again. But this is different because this is a full concert where we're kind of interacting big time with the band, and the theatre is just perfect for it. It's a stunning venue.
Yeah, I've heard great things. I'll have to get over and of course then you have the locals like Pádraig McGovern, who actually, I didn't realise, that comes from Ballymacgovern.
Correct.
Which is brilliant.
He's one of the few people in Townland named after him.
Yeah. Well, he is. He is a legend in his own way. Fantastic. And of course, Dave Sheridan, who we had here last year, the lovely, lovely flute player, and the fiddler, John McCartan.
Yes.
And Des Cafferkey is interesting, isn't he? I mean, he's worked with all the people.
He's an extraordinary person. And I went over to Mayo to see the Clew Bay Pipe Band in concert a few weeks ago. And I mean, this is a pipe band, they're 10 years on the go, but they're doing ABBA, AC/DC, they have dance moves. They're, it is incredible.
Wow. And I mean,
but they're steeped in pipe band music over Mayo and Achill especially.
Sure, but I mean, he's worked with such an eclectic mix of people, from Imelda May to
Mundy
to Jeff Beck and Sister Sledge. I mean, it's and then of course, like our own greats like Matt Malloy and Jerry O'Connor.
He's very special, and his own albums are amazing. Really interesting music.
Right, yeah.
He's multi-talented. Like, he plays
an album called
Achill
Head, which is not exclusive around piping, but yeah, fantastic. And so this is the project, the whole thing, like a lot of the Leitrim Live, and we're doing our own gig here at Manor Hamilton Castle. It's through the support of Leitrim County Council and the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts and the Gaeltacht, under the local live performance programming scheme, which is fantastic. And the tickets
those schemes have been just so good for getting us back up and running again and getting audiences out again, because people have kind of stopped going out and kind of scared to go out. But this has been a huge asset to all of us in the music business.
Sure. Yeah, brilliant. And you'll get tickets through islandtheatre.ie. Well, Eleanor, enjoy your travels in Denmark, and we look forward to the gig on the 18th in the Island Theatre in Ballinamore. That's Elder Shanley with Gara Dice and the wonderful Des Cafferkey and the Kintobrid Pipe Band.
And then Chris Meehan on the 25th.
And we'll have a chat with Chris next week. I didn't know. I remember Chris from a long time ago. And I didn't realise he was a Leitrim man. So
yeah,
I look forward to the chat with him. Okay, thanks as ever, Eleanor, and continued success on the road.
Brendan, thank you very much. Always a pleasure talking to you.
But before we go, I'd just like to mention some of the events that are coming up over the coming week or so in the Northwest. Crinion an Óg, the annual celebration of youth arts and culture, takes place this weekend. And here in Manor Hamilton, tomorrow, Friday morning, we have an event up at Fulloch Fia Cafe at Manor Hamilton Castle, whereby inviting the younger cohort, primary school students, for a day of food, cooking, workshops, foraging. The chef, celebrity chef, I suppose he is, Martin McAnumara, will be there giving a chat. So that's taking place from 10:30 until about 2 p.m. tomorrow at Manor Hamilton Castle. All welcome, including adults. You can savour some of the fare. And then on Saturday at 4 p.m. at W8 at the restaurant Osta, we have the annual concert, where we set up a stage there with a marquee and just six different acts playing. It's always a fantastic afternoon and entertainment, and looking at the young talent that's up and coming in the area. On Monday next, the 13th, the annual Yeats Day takes place, and you'll get all details through yeatssociety.com. We spoke with director Susan O'Keefe last week. Many, many wonderful events, including one particularly with the great writer Dermot Bulger, and the Hamilton Gallery has a fantastic exhibition on there as well. That's on Castle Street. Meanwhile, in the dock, they have a wonderful gig with Camilla George. She is an explosive London-based, award-winning Nigerian-born saxophonist, and she's playing at the dock on Saturday week, the 19th. Sorry, that's Sunday, the 19th, and you get details through thedock.ie. The Leitrim Sculpture Centre is running masterclasses. You'll get all the details on their site, leitrimsculpturecentre.ie. And finally, this weekend in Drumcheeran, the annual and wonderful McKenna Traditional Weekend takes place, whereby the pubs and halls in the area will be full of music and dance and song. It's always a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Wemshire Brendan Murray with Gates Lawn. Thanks to Mark Gavin on sound. Thanks to our sponsors, Pubble, the Arts Council and Leitrim County Council. This show will be broadcast again on Sunday at 8 p.m. and we're available on all primary platforms for podcasting or through Ocean FM. Sláinte.